Hi, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today here in Indianapolis, just a few weeks removed from the Patriots' fourth title in the last 14 seasons. And while we may look at the Patriots as one of the great dynasties in sports history in this era of salary cap and free agency, while in Indianapolis, we wanted to discover how the rest of the football world looks at the Patriots.
Really, the Patriots are like, and the people in the Boston area understand, the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees are the most polarizing, we're the most polarizing team in sports, and I think maybe the Patriots have dislodged them from that spot. They've got a quarterback that is a handsome guy who's married to the model, whose wife makes as much, if not more, than him, has all the championships, all the glory, and people want to see somebody like that slip up. They've got a coach who's in the hoodie. They've had some shady dealings in the past that they've been questioned on. So I think that with all of this, they're the team that people want to see fail. But if you're in New England, you love it.
There's a lot of people who are jealous of the Cowboys, and a lot of people are jealous of the Patriots. And so they're jealous because Bill finds a way to get things done and stay ahead.
Within this building today, you know, you talk about the other 31 teams. I think there's a real admiration and respect, because I think there's real knowledge of what they've accomplished up there and how they go about doing their business. I think it's players in free agency. You know, it's a destination. People want to go play for Coach Belichick and with Tom Brady because they know they have a chance to play in meaningful games and to win a championship. I think the average fan, if you're not a Patriots fan, you're going to look for reasons why you don't like them.
I think it's extreme, you know, either way. If you love the Patriots, Deflategate enforced a persecution complex in my mind. You know, that everybody's out to get them and that they're unfairly targeted by people like me. If you hate the Patriots, you just think that they cheated and, you know, you feel more strongly that way. I think it's that just speaks to their level of success over such a long period of time. You know, they've kind of become a New York Yankees kind of deal where you don't necessarily feel ambivalent about them. You're either really, into and impressed by what they've done, or you're very critical of it. And, you know, some of that could be sour grapes. So I think that that just sort of bolstered it. You know, I had this great quote from Ty Law in the magazine cover story. He said, "People hate the Patriots. They don't even remember why anymore." I thought that was interesting, you know, like just because it's been for so long and like these notions have been out there for a while now.
When you're in the middle of the rivalry, you can't see the forest for the trees. Since I've been a radio analyst with ESPN, I've come to have a completely different view of how the Patriots play and how well they're coached and how well they're put together. They do week in and week out in every phase of the game as good or better a job than anyone in the NFL coaching.